The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Oh, well, coming off of that great holiday weekend, you know, here at Mater Dei Radio, we got the day off yesterday, as many people did, to celebrate the 4th of July since it fell on a Sunday. I can't recall, really, it's best been a while since 4th of July was on a Sunday like that. So
Right. We
just kind of kept the celebration going. And boy, what a great weekend in the Pacific Northwest we had.
Just
across the region.
Beautiful.
Got out. What did you end up eating for 4th of July? What was on your menu?
What did I have for the 4th of July? I had a hot dog.
All American.
All American Frankfurter.
I'd love it.
Yep.
I had a brat.
Oh, see, there you go.
And we joined up with some friends, so they had brats and hamburgers. We had put a pulled pork on our Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
It was well used. And then yesterday, we celebrated with some friends. Their son was in town, who it's his first visit back in almost a year. In fact, I think it wasn't long after 4th of July.
Right.
He went to Boot Camp Marines, and he was back in town, so we all got to celebrate with them. They had a fire pizza thing that went on their Traeger.
Oh, interesting.
And we had fire roasted pizza.
Nice.
Boy, I'm not going to eat it any
good.
Other way. No,
yeah.
It was really great. So that's really that kickoff of July. It always happens right in the beginning. And then you look for the rest of the month and you're like, wow, we kind of took care of everything on the first weekend. What is there left?
Right.
Well, there's a lot left.
There really is.
Right. Now, last week I talked about how each month of the church is a special dedication. So all month long in July, the church honors the precious blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That is our dedication. We talked about some of the things that you can do. But there's other feasts, and there's other feasts with such popular saints. And they're big ones. In fact, today is the feast day of St. Maria Goretti.
Mm-hmm.
And many young girls, confirmandi, and they take on that name, Maria Goretti, as their confirmation name and walk with this saint with them all through their lives. So
Right. That's
the day we celebrate today. But there's just many, many days coming up. So we thought today we'd spend a little bit of time in our second cup kind of getting to know these saints and letting you know they're coming up. Now, not to jump too far ahead, but you did just hear me talk in our last segment for the community calendar,
right,
that the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next Friday.
Right, that's
just
right.
Just in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So that's a big one coming up too. But before we get there, we're just going to spend some time talking about them.
Yeah, and we some great events too coming up this month too that we can touch upon.
I love it. So again, and next week, like I said, Mount Carmel. Leading up to that though, we've got St. Louis and Zelie Martin. Guesses
mm-hmm.
who they are the parents of? Louis and Zelie Martin.
Louis and Zelie Martin. Who is it?
St. Thérèse of Lisieux.
Okay.
Those are her mom and dad. They
wow.
were made saints together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a saint like St. Thérèse of
right.
Lisieux has got to have saintly parents for sure. So they are on the calendar for the 12th. And one of, I see this coming up on the calendar. I get excited. On July 14th, St. Kateri Tekakwitha.
Ah, yes.
You
were part of that, right?
I was at her canonization,
yeah.
And it was my first trip out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
to Europe, was to go to that. I had to get a passport
right.
to go on that trip. I had never been out of the country before. It's been about, 8 years maybe now since that happened. But it was a wonderful event to be able to go to that. So we get to celebrate St. Kateri, her patron of the environment,
mm-hmm.
along with St. Francis.
Right.
She's just a very wonderful saint. And then, of course, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, if you attend these parishes, you've got a whole weekend coming up, because on the 24th, St. Charbel.
Oh, yeah.
His feast day is coming up. Such a wonderful parish there. I'm kind of hoping they're able to have their festival that they usually do
mm-hmm.
surrounding that feast day. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember the garlic sauce that they put on their kebabs.
Yep.
Delightful. I'm going to have to give a call over to Deacon Waddy and see if I can't get some information.
I love that.
And then on the north side of the river, if you are at St. James or the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater,
mm-hmm.
his feast day is the 25th.
Okay.
So
yeah,
there's a few more days.
I like that. You know, we talk a lot of times about the Mount Angel Abbey and Seminary and the beautiful grounds that it is on the hilltop. They're still going to do two of their bigger events, although these are going to be virtual still, but I wanted to point them out so you can look them up online. First, coming up on the 11th, which is just right around the corner now, it's the Mount Angel Abbey St. Benedict Festival.
Yes, that's always such a great event when, of course, they love to have people up to the hilltop. Who wouldn't want to show off your home,
right,
if that's where you live?
Exactly. And so keep that aware of that. You can go to their website and learn all about it. Then another big event they have coming up on July, begins on July 28th, the Bach Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I love that.
And again, another virtual event, but still a great way to support the Mount Angel Abbey and the seminary, and that is the Mount Angel Bach Festival coming up starting on July 28th. So again, two big events in July at the Mount Angel Seminary and Abbey.
And also who's gearing up, our sisters over at Our Lady of Peace Retreat, they are getting ready to welcome the community beginning on July 12th,
mm-hmm.
the Institute in Catholic Teaching. I think it has to do with the mysterious wisdom of God.
Right.
Now, I've been talking to some of the speakers. Father, John Marshall, I'll be talking to a little bit later, and we'll have his interview ready for it tomorrow.
Oh, great.
So we get to talk a little bit more about that. But that kicks in, again, next Monday. It begins all running all week. And they mm-hmm. have a whole variety of ways of how you can see it. Online, you can stay there at the retreat center. You can also have a commuter rate where you just come and go each day. So again, they're so excited to welcome people back. Now, as we move through the month, there's a very special feast day, and they're really, the church is taking note of their feast day
mm-hmm.
and turning it into a universal celebration. On the 26th of July, Saints Joachim and Saint Anne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to ask you this one too.
Ooh.
Who are they the grandparents of?
Oh,
Joachim and Anne.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the big one.
Uh-huh.
That's the grandparents of Jesus.
Oh, well, there you go.
So how can you imagine, like, the grandparents, you know,
yeah.
and, you know, where they all congregate together, you know, talking about, oh, you know, my grandchild, you know, he's walked to, you know, all over the
right.
community. Oh, mine, he built these new homes. Oh, and then Anne and Joachim's like, oh, my yeah. grandson, yeah, saved the world.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
it. So what is special is Pope Francis has declared an International Day of Grandparents.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Right? And in fact, with my last interview with Monsignor O'Connor, and I think maybe we'll talk about it again when we get to do the interviews for July, there is a whole celebration
mm-hmm.
honoring grandparents that Pope Francis has named for, I think, that day or surrounding that weekend. There might even be a plenary indulgence or partial indulgence
okay.
on
yeah.
that day, because he really wanted to bring to light, you know, grandparents.
Sure.
I was fortunate enough, I knew all of my grandparents. I
mm-hmm.
had an opportunity to meet all of them. But my grandparents that lived closest, they're in the same town, they were Spanish speakers.
Right.
Their English was almost non-existent. My grandfather a little bit more. And for me, I didn't speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of a common thing that, you know, your grandparents
right.
came from other countries. They didn't speak the language
mm-hmm.
like that. And I was surprised that other people like talk to their grandparents all the time. I
yeah.
remember thinking that they speak English.
Yeah.
Like, that was surprising to me. But of course, and then across country, who we didn't get to see quite as often, was my dad's side of the family and lots of cousins. So
yeah.
it's a great day. So keep that in mind for sure as we get
yeah.
through the month. We'll be talking more about grandparents and this feast day and what's all going around it, because, boy, our lives are
right.
just made more rich by their influence.
I wanted to point out another thing too, and that is the Camp Howard summer camps start this coming week. And so go to camphoward.org. Still time to sign your kids up. And so another big event throughout the month of July and August as well. It's the Camp Howard summer camps.
So we enjoy your month of July, and we hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.